we are pro entrepreneurship and the catalyst for business funding. With more than 40 years in the industry, we have a sincere passion for people. In the same amount of time it takes you to drink a Bellini, we'll share tips, tricks, and best practices for funding your business dreams. Cheers.
Today, we're chatting with the founder of Benetrends, Mr. Len Fisher. Len, thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure.
I understand you're the architect of the RAP program. First of all, what does the acronym RAP, R-A-P, stand for?
RAP actually stands for Retirement Accumulation Program. But frankly, it got so confusing that we renamed it. And in fact, we're officially announcing the renaming on this podcast today. We're going to call it the Wealth Retirement Accumulation Plan.
That's excellent. So what is the RAP?
RAP is probably, we think it's one of the most innovative techniques and approaches for everyone as a way to buy or run a business and to provide for adequate retirement and protection for themselves, their children, and grandchildren.
What are the primary features of the ROBS program? The
ROBS program is another one which really made Benetrends the company it is today. The ROBS program is a way for funding a franchise or a business that you buy using retirement funds. Before we started, every franchise list had an item excluding any monies in your 401k. Since we started, that item has disappeared on every franchise list because you now can use 401k funds to fund your business. And that's what the ROBS program does.
So let's talk a little bit about the RAP program versus the ROBS program.
Okay, the RAP program is for people who don't need or don't want to use their retirement funds to fund the business. RAP is not a funding, is not a funding vehicle. It's a strategy for operating and running your business, protecting a growing money tax-free, using maximum advantage of tax law, protecting your spouse and children from adverse tax consequences, and accomplishes all of these. One of these things is almost too good to be true.
Let me make sure I have this straight. We can do both the ROBS program with the RAP program at the same time. Is that right?
No, you really have a choice of one or the other.
Okay.
But you can convert from one to the other. You start off with the ROBS program. And one of the things that we at Benetrends do is monitor it. So let the client know on an ongoing basis, you know, this might be the point for you to think of changing a ROBS to a RAP. Big difference is in order to use a RAP program, you have to use what's called a Roth 401k plan, which means you have to incur some taxes at the time you convert from the ROBS to a RAP. Very often, there are ways to minimize it, and it can often be very advantageous to the client.
Is there anyone that would be an ideal client or user of the RAP program?
Anybody who has money sitting in a Roth 401k who doesn't need to invest their money to get a business going. Literally, in our opinion, this is one thing that's another long, we don't have time, unfortunately, in this podcast to go into it. It's our view that a RAP program should be the vehicle for which 95% of the businesses in our country are operated.
Well, we're glad to be able to roll out the new definition of a RAP program today, Mr. Fisher. We're so glad you could join us. And if anybody has questions about any of these programs, where can we have folks reach out to us to get some answers?
Oh, cool. About any of them, my associates at Benetrends Inc. And the phone number, which I'm sure will be provided.
Excellent. Yeah, we'll have all of that information in today's show notes. Mr. Len Fisher, thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate your time. And thank you for all of the work you've done to help people make their dreams come true.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.